Enjoy the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Welcome all you his angels. Amen. Welcome, welcome. You are welcome here. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Psalm 50:22 says, "Giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors me." Giving thanks, worship, and praise, it's a sacrifice that truly honors me. He said, I don't need your animals. I have 1,000 cattle on 1,000 hills. I don't need those things. Worship and praise. Let our lives be, we were made as instruments of worship. Let our lives be instruments that bring glory to God. And giving thanks is something that truly honors God. Now we can do that. Everywhere we are, we can do that. And so, enjoying the Lord always. You know, you're different when you're enjoying the Lord. We're different. It makes a difference. It just makes a difference when we're enjoying the Lord. We're pleasant. We're helpful. You know? We're encouraging. When we're enjoying the Lord. And so David spoke of that one thing that he desired, and that was what? That was to sit at his feet, to behold his presence, to enjoy the Lord. When he was troubled, he enjoyed the Lord. And God has made it so that we can enjoy the Lord even in troubles, that we can. We can enjoy him. We don't enjoy troubles, but we can enjoy him. We can bring a sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We can, oh, thank you, Jesus. We can. You know, and that really honors the Lord. It honors the Lord especially much. He knows everything that's going on with us. So when we give thanks to the Lord, when we praise the Lord, when there's in the natural no good reason to praise the Lord, when we have every excuse, every reason to just not give thanks, to just hide away somewhere. Sometimes that would be a good thing if we hid away somewhere when we're not fit for public viewing, you know. But when we just thank the Lord in everything, give thanks, not for everything. Remember, we know all this, okay? We know this. But do we know how God feels about it? Do we know how God loves it? When we do what he has said we can do. Do we comprehend how pleasing we can be to the Lord without a lot of effort at all? Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make his deeds known among the people. Sing to him. Sing psalms to him and glory. In his holy name. Glory in his holy name. You know? Do you ever just sit back and relax and glory in his holy name? Oh, that's good. You know? And the more that we know how good it is, the more we will go to that. Jesus would go away on his own. just to be with the Lord. I want to sit at your feet, drink from the cup of your hand, lean back against you and breathe and feel your heartbeat. Oh, Lord, the more I seek you, the more I love you. The more I find you. The more I love you. The more. God's got a more. And he told us this morning, he said, I ain't shrinking. He said, I'm increasing. He's increasing. He's increasing even over parting of the Red Sea. He's increasing. He's increasing over 185 dead soldiers in their camp. He's increasing. He's increasing. He's greater than that. Angels filling this place. Filling this place. You know? Probably standing outside the windows just so we can have a little air to breathe in here, because if they all came in, we might be crushed. You know? Some angels that you hear about, if one came in, it'd be a little crowded. You know? I mean, see, this is the thing. He's abundantly above and beyond what we can hope or imagine. And so the enemy tries to get us to imagine that he's not present. Jesus was in the wilderness. I was reading that again this week. In the wilderness. And when he was very hungry, the devil came to him. Then the devil. When you're weary, then the devil. When you're weak, then the devil. He's no match for Christ in you. He's no match. But he tried. He tried. Hit him where it should have hit him the hardest. Well, if you're the Son of God, turn that rock into bread. But Jesus wasn't weak in spirit. Oh, instead he spoke the word. And you know, then the devil scrambled. Okay, how about this? Let's try this. You know, that's the morning meeting with the devil and his angels. Let's try this. Then the devil. He's weak. Helpless against the presence of God. The ultimate was you worship God. You don't mess with God. You don't play with God. I don't need your stuff. Then the devil slinked off, waiting for another opportunity. Folks, this world gives the devil opportunities. But he's still a loser. He still has no weapon formed against you can prosper. Cannot prosper against you. Christ in you, your hope of glory. Enjoy the Lord always. Enjoy the Lord. This would be a good place to enjoy the Lord. You know? This would be a good place to remember. Then the devil slinked away. He's defeated. If it takes one punch, two punch, three punches, he's defeated. You know? I mean, one punch knocks him out. It takes away all the joy of punching him again and again and again. You know? It's okay to kick him when he's down. It's okay. It's okay to stomp out the devil. It's okay. And it's okay to be full of joy when you do it. Rejoice in the Lord always. That's an especially good time to rejoice in the Lord. Because then the devil. You see, when you beat him enough, he has to go away and look for an opportunity. And what should we do? We should avoid giving him opportunity. You know? We should just not give him the opportunity. We should recognize, whoop, that might be an opportune place. Whoop, that might be an opportune thing. You know? That might be. But if we end up there and we know when he comes, the atmosphere changes, and so we know this is just an opportunity to beat the devil. See, why? Why would God let the devil tempt Jesus like that? He knew Jesus was tired and Jesus was weak from not eating. He knew, because he loves a victory. And he knew Jesus would have the victory. And he knows you will too. He knows that you know, temptation, the Bible says, yep, there's temptation. Absolutely, there's temptation. And there's no temptation that comes at you that doesn't come at everybody else. You know, every temptation is the same source. Come from the same place, so it uses the same tactics. But when temptation comes, God shows us the way out. He leads us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He shows us the way out. Lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. God isn't going to tempt you. He isn't going to try to make you fall. He knows that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. He knows these things. So enjoy the Lord. Enjoy your victory. Wake up in the morning knowing, I'm more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthens me. No weapon formed against me can prosper. It cannot. Jesus, you're the way, the truth, and the life. You're the light in the darkest night. Jesus, you're the one that set me free. Jesus, you're the one that gave me victory. We've got victory in Jesus, our Savior, forever. We've got victory. We've got victory. We have no defeats. Trying to think if I know of any scripture where God sets us up for defeat. I don't know any scripture where he sets us up for defeat. Amen. He tells us we have victory. He gives us examples of people who suffered defeat. We can recognize where they were when they suffered defeat and stay away from that. Right? Yeah. He never planned for our loss. He always planned for our victory. He leads us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. We bring him glory. Glory. We bring him glory. Have you seen my servant Job? There's none like him. See, I always wondered why that Job thing was in there. I think to show how you come out in victory. Not to dwell on the problems. Everybody's got problems. Everybody does. Everybody. When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, he'll dry them all. He's like a bridge over troubled water. He is. He is. There's a bridge. There's a way. God will make a way. Our response doesn't have to be, oh, what am I going to do? God will make a way. When it seems there is no way, he'll make a way. God's got a way. looking for the way, looking for God's way, not ducking the enemy's tirades, looking for God's way, planning for God's way. You know? I mean, someone was telling me recently about that there's some person that is an apologist, a Bible apologist who likes to take things and dissect them and go in them, and most of the time when they can't explain them, they make the Bible just a story, and it's not necessarily true or applicable to us. And that's what I got out of it. If there's any spot in it that's not applicable to us, then no spot is applicable to us. And not only is no spot applicable to us, but we can pick and choose what's true and what's not. And so if we pick and choose what's true and what's not, then we pick and choose what works for us, and nothing works for us. Because the Bible says that He is God and He changes not. And if we change God, then we have exchanged God. We have exchanged the truth for a lie. If I can't figure it out, that's because God's ways are higher than my ways and His thoughts are above my thoughts. I think he mentioned that this morning. You know? I don't have to figure it out. You don't have to figure it out. We have the privilege of just walking it out. This is the way. Walk in it. It would not have been possible for them to catch that many fish. Why wouldn't it be possible to catch that many fish? It wouldn't be possible to have so many fish in the boat that the boats would sink. Huh? You know? They're just stories. Don't you see? They're just stories. Then the devil. That's the devil. That is the devil. Well, you can't just call everything devil. It doesn't agree with the Bible. Yeah, I can. I can. Because I believe. And I believe that God doesn't change, and I know the changes that he makes. And I know that he has not made one change in my life that hasn't been wonderful. And I know that there's many, many more that he can make, that I can look forward to. What do you got today, God? We have to have the proper attitude about God. And we have to have that attitude. We've got to build on that attitude. We've got to praise because, man, giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors me. How easy is that to truly honor God? I want to truly honor God. I do want to truly honor God. I'm not in a relationship with God for what I can get out of it. I'm in a relationship with God for what I can be in it. I like to be amazed by God. Don't you like to be amazed by God? You know? I like there being chairs full of angels. You know, I like that, and I don't have any problem seeing that at all. I don't have any problem agreeing with somebody saying every chair is full. That isn't like, oh boy. No, that's like, oh boy. Amen. Amen. Ho! You know, imagine. I can only imagine what it will be like when I'm walking by his side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when his face is in front of me. Whew. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I be able to speak at all? I don't know. But it's nice to imagine. See, we were created as instruments of worship. We were created to praise the Lord. We were created, all creation was created, let all creation praise the Lord. All creation was created to know Him and to enjoy Him and to bring Him joy by choice. That's why when people don't know to bring Him joy, they're so miserable. You know? That's why some people think that being a Christian is so hard. You know? And it's like it almost makes them miserable because they're trying so hard to be what they already are. That's why religion makes people miserable. It just is. It just is. Oh, you and your praise the Lord. Yeah. Isn't that what they thought about Jesus too? You know? Always giving glory to God. Well, if you're such a Christian, why don't you raise the dead? I could start with that person being transformed by the renewing of their mind. Do you really believe all of that? Oh man, I do. I believe all that I know, and I believe all that I haven't even heard about yet. And when you read the Bible, you find things that you haven't heard about yet that you've read about many times. And you rejoice, you know. I just for days I've been thinking about then the devil, and then Jesus, and then the devil, and then Jesus, and then the devil, and then Jesus, and then the devil left. If we have to rebuke him three times, is that a big deal? No. Not when we know that he's defeated on the first one. The rest of us just pure enjoyment, you know, because we have that victory in Jesus. We have it, and that's all there is, you know. I mean, I thought about, you know, when you have something on your mind, and when you give it to Jesus, leave it with Jesus. Because it made me think about my calendar, okay? When I have something that I'm supposed to do, I put it in my calendar. And once I put it in my calendar, I can forget about it. Because my calendar and my phone will remind me. I can go to our paper calendar. We have a paper calendar at home that things get written on, but everything doesn't get written on it. So you don't always find everything that's there. But everything that I put in this calendar is there, and I can forget about it. And maybe I will check sometimes to see what's coming up, but I can forget about it. It just doesn't make that much difference. It'll vibrate on my wrist if I've got my phone. You know, we got all of those things. Well, you see, the thing is once we give something, when we give it to the Lord, we can forget about it. And sometimes, as in a calendar, something might get changed. And sometimes things will disappear. They're either in the past or somebody said, don't bother, we're not going to do that, whatever, you know. And it might not get out of my calendar, but I know it shouldn't be in my calendar. And so when we pray, when we give things to the Lord, some things need to just be forgotten. You know, it's just fine if some things just never come up again. Isn't that wonderful when things don't come up again? When you pray about them and they just don't come up again? You know? Oh Lord, I am so angry. Now the Lord has it, forget it. You know? I mean, And do you ever have thoughts that you should just forget? You know? Those things where you say, I shouldn't say anything. Okay. Don't. You know? I mean, unless the Lord then says, but you better say this. So fine. You know, but what I'm saying is that there are just things that we just don't need to worry about. Jesus didn't mention, I don't know that the thought even passed through his mind, but it's possible. It's possible when they've said, well, if you're the Son of God, turn this rock into a loaf of bread. You know, he could have chuckled and said, it's not a bad idea, but I could do it, no problem. We'll get to that later, but man doesn't live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Oh, then the devil screamed, and tried something else. He's always going to try something else. Understand this, that when you get really close to God, and when you have a time where you've worshiped and had such a good time, don't be surprised if the enemy says, well, if that's true. You know? Might have had fun then, but now. You know? I had two things. I had one thing that I didn't mention to you, and that was that one of the men in jail asked to see me, and he said he wanted to give his life to Jesus, and they wondered if I could come talk to him. Well, you're a Christian, you can give him. Yeah, but I went to see him, and he was in solitaire, protective type custody, and I went. But you know how the favor of God. Normally, I've had to talk to him through that little fold-down door. But they let me sit right in with him. And he just, boy, he was, I don't know exactly why he was there, but he had a lot of things to say. And I said, well, have you ever given your life to the Lord? He wants to give his life to the Lord. He doesn't know how. He said, well, yeah, I was baptized. When were you baptized? When I was a baby. I said, well, maybe what you need to do is pray and give your life to the Lord. And we prayed. We got done praying. He said, I feel like I can breathe. I feel like a weight has been taken off of me. You know? And apparently he had been maybe a little scary to the guards because they were all real grateful. You know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know the rest of the story. I'd like to get the rest of the story. But I thought, how true God is. How true God is. Even if you can't see it, he's working. Even if you can't feel it, he's working. But sometimes you get that wonderful confirmation, and that's a confirmation, you know. Giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors me, God says. We have so much to be thankful for. Most importantly, we're thankful for him. You know? And so, we can enjoy the Lord always. We can. You know? We can enjoy the Lord always. David went through that one period where he wouldn't enjoy the Lord because he couldn't approach the Lord because he knew that he had sinned against God, and yet he knew the way out of that, and yet there was a battle that he wasn't winning. And so finally the prophet went and showed him the error of his ways. Whew. Back into the presence of the Lord. Restore to me the joy of my salvation. Cast me not away from your presence, Lord. Cast me not away from your presence. Drag me into your presence. Hold me down in your presence. Hold me close. Never let me go. Melt my heart like April snow. You know? You ask how long I'll love you, Lord. I'll tell you true. Till the 12th of never. Whenever that is. I'll still be loving you. Old song, still a great worship song. So enjoy the Lord. Psalm 37 says, Commit yourself to the Lord. Trust in Him also. Commit. Commit it to the Lord. And trust Him. Commit it to the Lord. And trust Him. Commit it to the Lord. And trust Him. Trust Him. Yes, so often I'll hear people say, well, I've prayed about it, but nothing's happening. Trust Him. Trust Him. Remember, a couple of weeks ago, I think it was, you know, the Lord said, I got this. I got this. Has anyone bumped into the special thing that He told us about last week yet? I think there's a lot of special things, but I keep thinking that there's something specialer. Something that I'm gonna know is exactly that. Just like when He said after worship, as wonderful as that was, that's not the special thing. You know? So, you know, what's it going to be? It might be something that's very insignificant to someone else, but He says, that's your special thing. And it might be something that is so amazing that it never gets beyond me and Him. But He doesn't lie. He doesn't lie, so we trust Him. It makes sense that we would trust Him if He said He had something special for us, right? But it would also make sense that we trust Him for no reason other than He is who He is. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Elders and angels bow. We have an anointing from the Holy One. We are priests and kings. That makes no sense, but that's what God says. We are ambassadors for Christ. So, what do we know? We know God is good. We know God is good. Well, what's He doing? I don't know all the time. But He's being good. You know? He's being good. He is good. And so, when we say something as simple as God is good, we have just offered a praise that truly honors Him. You know? It's very important for us as followers of Jesus Christ, to let the joy of the Lord be our strength. It's very important that we live as people who have cast our cares upon God because we know that He cares for us. Okay? You know? That we may have to recover to do that sometimes. Know what I mean? We might miss the mark, but we can recover. Because we know who is our cover. I cried to the Lord, and He heard me. And He delivered me. I was lost, but now I'm fine. I was blind, but now I see. And what I don't see, I will see, because I'll never be lost again. I know in whom I believe. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from my enemies. Hosanna, and blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. You see, up from the grave He arose, and up from that same grave we arose. And so we're alive. I'm alive. We're alive in Christ Jesus. We are alive in Christ Jesus. We can rejoice, and we can praise the Lord, and we can truly honor Him just by being prepared at every opportunity to defend the joy and the hope that we have. Always lifting up Jesus. You know, we might have to drop the rock we're holding and lift up Jesus. You know, we might have to prefer others in love. You know, we might have to be as Jesus was. Jesus wanted to get away. He was tired, but he had compassion on the people. You know, sometimes we need to have compassion on the people. Sometimes we have to let go of nobody knows the trouble I've seen. We have to let go of that and release Jesus. The opportunities come. Let's not miss them to truly honor God. What do you say? Amen. Enjoy the Lord always. Father, we praise you and thank you for the joy of worshiping you, for the joy of your presence and the angels' presence here. We're thankful, Lord, although it would be wonderful if we had chairs full of people joining us. We have chairs full of angels. That's pretty cool. We thank you for that. There is no God like you. Keep us always remembering that. In Jesus' name we pray. Continue to bless America and make America a blessing. Guide our leaders into all truth, all the leaders, everyone in authority. Help everyone to see you. That will set everyone free. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.